This episode is brought to you by Feels. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cagcast and get 50% off your first order with free shipping.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 614. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who's eaten 40 pizzas in 30 days, Papa Wombat.
Yeah, I'm not that greasy, though.
Right.
Did you watch that clip?
Several times. Because the first time I watched it, I missed the opening line, which was the 40 pizzas in 30 days.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what people were talking about because it took me that amount of time to put the volume up on my phone.
Imagine if that was the qualification to be the CEO of anything. You had to do it 40 times in 30 days.
No, I think he was saying that the quality of the pizza has gone down since he's been ousted, and he's been sampling it by eating 40, probably didn't eat 40 whole pies. He looks like he did, actually. But
he looked a little greasy, a little shiny.
But maybe he meant, he probably meant he had like a bite or two out of.
He's ordered 40 pizzas in 30 days.
But if somebody tells me they had a pizza, I'm assuming that they had a entire pizza.
Yeah, no, especially if in that scenario, you can't order a slice from Papa John's.
Right. Well, he could throw out the rest.
He could. He is wealthy enough, which is the other thing. Like, at what point, like, if you, let's say you had $100 million, which I think is approximately what he has, if not more.
Okay.
At what point are you like, you know what? I'm just going to move on.
What was he doing? He was just being interviewed for some news show?
I guess. Because he's like a, you know, he's a conservative mucky muck.
Right. He wants people to know him. He wants to be he wants to be Papa John still. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty fun probably to be Papa John. Like, you know, some,
I guess. You know what else is fun? Being wealthy and not having to do anything.
Right, but I think some people crave that type of attention and, you know, fame. They want to be noticed when they go places.
My favorite part also is that he still wears a red shirt.
It just says something else on it.
It says something else on it, but he still wears the red button down.
Is he allowed? Is he now like not allowed to say that he's Papa John? Probably not, right?
I don't think so. I don't know. I also don't care that much.
I don't think I've ever had a pizza from Papa John's.
I have.
Why? How? Because it
was college.
Got it. So. Yeah. If you live in the New York, the, you know, lower New York.
Yeah. No. In New York, we get the New York pizza.
Although Domino's does just fine.
Yeah, it apparently does do fine, which is weird.
It's very annoying to me. Even the ones in Manhattan, I walk by them and they're fucking packed.
Always. This one literally next door to my office, and it's always busy.
And don't you just want to yell at the glass?
Yeah. Yes, because there's a Joe's Pizzeria right around the corner, and an Upside is also right around the corner, and those are both excellent pizza places.
People must get just used to that type of pizza.
I think so. I call it the McDonald's effect. It's not that you want a cheeseburger, you want McDonald's.
McDonald's version of a cheeseburger.
Exactly. Like, no one ever says I want a cheeseburger and then goes to McDonald's.
Right.
If you want a cheeseburger, you go out to a place and get a good cheeseburger. Or you make your own. I make a hell of a cheeseburger. Or you say, I'm in the mood for a Big Mac. Completely different food item.
McDonald's cheeseburger is one of the brownest things on the planet.
They are very, although I will say the new quarter pounders are very good. You know, the new way they make them. They don't make them the same way they used to.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, they don't use frozen meat anymore.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, they went to fresh, not frozen meat, and it does make a big difference.
Mazel tov.
Yeah, hey, you know, it's the little things.
Speaking of mazel tov, Ty went to his first bar mitzvah this weekend.
How was that?
He likes to party. He likes to dance and have fun, unlike myself as at that age.
I've never been to bar mitzvah.
A bar mitzvah.
Any. Interesting.
Right. But no, you don't say, I've never been to bar mitzvah. You would say, I've never been to a bar mitzvah.
That's, I think that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. I've never been to one, so I don't know what I said.
Oh, I didn't hear the
I didn't either, but that's okay.
Okay, I thought you were Japanese for a second.
I'm not here to judge.
I'm here, by the way.
Yes. Congratulations. Welcome, Shipwreck. We're happy to have you.
Yes. Shipwreck's fresh from seeing Frozen 2.
Frozen
he jumped
2.
In.
He jumped, yeah. He's he was a surprise addition, but a welcome one.
I forgot that.
Frozen 2?
Forgot that.
I want to hear about the bar mitzvah first. We'll get to Frozen 2 here in a minute.
Yes. So I remember when I was that age and I had to go to those bar mitzvahs that I would be very nervous because it's like a party and a social situation. So I would sort of not look forward to them. So I asked Ty like the day of the bar mitzvah. I was like, oh, so you're nervous about going to the bar mitzvah? And he looked at me and he was like, why would I be nervous going to a party? And I was like, yes, that's the right answer. So anyway, he went, it was from 7 to 11:30. He's 12 years.
That's about right.
He's 12 years old.
So like, I remember sometimes I would go to them. They would be like until 1 a.m.
Anyway, so I went to pick him up and I had to go inside the place. It was like a catering hall type place.
Mm-hmm.
And they're blasting. I could hear it through the doors. They're blasting Kanye's song, You're Such a Fucking Whore. And it's not censored in any way. And the chorus is, you're such a fucking whore and I like it. Just over and pretty much over and over again. And I'm just like,
they put that in Frozen 2 as well.
I was just wondering like what the rest of the 12-year-olds loved it and the 13-year-olds loved it, but there's a lot more people there than just them. I was just wondering.
I'm sure grandma and grandpa loved it too.
I don't know what was going
Shipwreck,
on.
Shipwreck, does that correlate to your bar mitzvah going experience?
You never went.
This is the only. I assume they all play this song.
Yeah,
maybe. So I asked. So I said, "Ty, boy, that was like a lot of curses in that song, huh?" And he's like, "Yeah, they played a lot of songs with a lot of curses."
Is Ty gonna have a bar mitzvah, or is that not come up?
No,
he's just not.
He's just not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know if Sabrina is either. I think that with Elliot, it's probably like a 60-40 split where he probably will. I think my in-laws would probably beat me up or something. So I don't know. We'll figure it out.
I don't want to subject him to Hebrew school, Sunday school situation.
I understand that. I will say this much, Shipwreck. If one of my children has a bot or bar mitzvah, I will invite you.
There's a
chance. So even if you don't go, you could at least say you were invited to one.
How much Kanye will be played?
I will play as much as you would like.
Yeah. Can you play any of the Frozen 2 soundtrack?
I can do that also.
Can you sing? Can you do that
Flash?
Over and over again?
The theme song from Flash?
Uh-huh. That's
Save every one of us.
Yes, you can.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Yeah. Hey, have either one of you seen Frozen 2 yet?
Nope.
I'm not going to be seeing that. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I will see it eventually, but for me, it's going to be a while.
Is it that good?
For the family, it'll be sooner.
I mean, it's a really well done movie. Like, the visuals are pretty astonishing.
How about the?
You like musicals?
How would? Oh, it's still a musical.
The subtle lesbian undertones, are those still in there?
Subtle lesbian undertones.
Mm-hmm. Between the sisters.
No, but she just at Elsa in general.
Oh.
There's a lot of controversy on the first movie about that.
There was.
Don't you read the internet?
It sounds like fake controversy.
I've seen that movie like 30 times and I've not had any controversy on it.
You mean
I haven't sought out
ever?
Any controversy for Frozen.
You're not desperate enough.
Right.
Nope.
Be desperate, more desperate and come up with something.
I mean, there was gay sex in Frozen 2, but is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, that scene.
It was off camera, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, what Olaf does in the privacy of his own igloo is...
I think you're thinking about Beauty and the Beast, where Olaf kisses a man.
That also is a thing. But that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying
Frozen 2. Spend some money on it.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad that you and your family enjoyed it. You know what I saw over the weekend?
What's that?
Speaking of seeing things in the theater, I saw the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes Christmas Spectacular.
Was it spectacular?
It was pretty cool, actually. Those Rockettes know how to dance.
Do they do any Hanukkah songs?
I've been to one of those before.
No, there are no Hanukkah songs.
Not even one Hanukkah song?
Not even one. Just a throwaway in there?
Nope, it's all Christmas.
Even Puppy Dog Pals sings some dreidel songs.
There was no Hanukkah at all. It was literally just wall-to-wall Christmas. It is called the Christmas Spectacular.
Okay.
I mean, you went to the wrong showing.
Yeah. I mean, it is as advertised.
Right. You wanted to go to the Jewy Jamboree.
Exactly. It is all about Santa. It's an hour and a half long. I would say maybe an hour and 20 minutes of it was purely like innocuous. Just Santa. Christmas is about Santa, basically, yeah. For an hour and 20 minutes. And then, towards the end, they throw in, like, a little Jesus thing.
What's a little Jesus thing?
The little Jesus thing is Jesus being born in the manger.
Okay.
And
that's the littlest Jesus thing.
And, I don't know. And they do the thing with, like, the three wise men, and they have them come out, and they're riding on camels. And it's a stage production, so you expect them to be, like, you know, like wooden camels or maybe animatronic camels. No. They're on camels.
Oh, yeah. This thing brings in big bucks. They're going to have real camels.
They had real camels. They had real sheep in the manger and goats.
Could you smell them?
No, because it's Radio City Music Hall, which is big. Gigantic. Mm. But it was a really nice time. We had a good time. Yeah. We did a whole day of it. So.
You saw it four times?
No, we went to other places.
Oh, I thought you just really liked it.
No, we went to other places in the city and, you know, the thing that they do there. I highly recommend this. If you're in Radio City, going to the Christmas Spectacular, and it's expensive, but it's well worth the $16, get the chocolate chip cookie basket.
Chocolate chip cookie basket. Mm.
Yes. It comes in a souvenir basket that says Christmas Spectacular. So mm-hmm. you get a souvenir. And the cookies, are made like in front of you. Like you could see the cookies baking and they fall off the little conveyor belt.
Can you pick your own cookie?
No, but they are still, you know, it's still fresh baked cookies.
I'm out.
Who doesn't want to sit and watch a show and eat fresh baked cookies?
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. So there. Christmas Spectacular, baby Jesus, fresh cookies.
Great.
Live camels. Tell me what else you need in a show.
I don't know.
Exactly.
My Hanukkah experience so far is the end cap is up at Target.
Yep. Excellent.
I've seen it.
Yep. They actually had a bunch of, like, three end caps in my Target.
Wow. That's a lot of Jews over there.
It is. I'm surprised also. But instead of one end cap, it's three. So
I've noticed a lot of those, like the Jewish versions of Elf on a Shelf. I've mm-hmm. seen like three different ones now.
Mensch on a Bench.
Yeah, Mensch on a Bench is
there's a
one
moose,
of them.
There's a moose with a menorah.
Yes,
antlers.
The menorah moose. We have the moose.
Okay.
In my house, yes.
And there's one other one, I think, too.
There's Maccabee on the Mantle.
Is that no?
Yes, that's I have.
No, that's a thing. That's a thing. Yeah,
that's the one that we have. That's we have.
Wait, you said you had the menorah too?
Yes, we have the moose.
He's got
and
all
we have
them all.
He's got them all.
Yeah. We've had the Maccabee for years since Sabrina was like an infant,
an early adopter.
Yes, so we've had that one for a long time. So, and last year, someone was it last year or 2 years ago? Someone got us an elf on the shelf as a gift.
Wait, you have an elf on a shelf too?
We do. We got like I said, someone gave it to us as a gift. Like to the kids, like here's an elf on a shelf. And so we're like, okay, so we have this now and the kids know what it is. So now we have to do both.
Wait a minute, when you say it, know what it is, what does that mean?
They know what you're supposed to do with an elf on the shelf.
What are you supposed to do with it?
It shows up a month before Christmas and it like sneaks around your house.
What?
So you have to put it in different places every night.
That's not, that's for real?
Yes. Yes.
It's to watch. It's like it's supposed to be watching your kids to report back to Santa if they've done anything wrong.
It walks around the house on its own?
No.
What are you talking
Christmas
about?
Christmas magic does that.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, here's the fun part. Because
you said the kids know what it does. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? It doesn't just sit on a shelf?
So we got a lady elf on the shelf. was what was given to us, and our Maccabee is a dude, so our children married them.
That's so sacrilegious.
So they're a non-denominational interreligious couple. Wow. That just like to celebrate the season.
Where does the moose fit into all this?
It's their pet moose. Hmm. Don't you have a pet moose?
No.
Well, then maybe you should stop talking.
Oh, boy. Should we do some show feedback?
I'm sorry that I'm trying to unite the world through stuffed animals and you're just poo-pooing it.
Well, your kids are. You're not.
Yeah, that's true. They're better than I am. Game Girl Pocket has to say, if the next episode isn't called Contractually Obligated, I will be disappointed. Prepare to be disappointed.
Probably.
We'll think of something better.
Great.
Nothing personal.
Right.
This is long, but I thought it was a decent comment from Mr. Logical regarding the Stadia. Your discussion of Stadia was too funny. You guys often come up with convoluted reasons to explain the obvious. They made bad decisions. This wasn't some Brewster's Millions, the producer scenario where they're going to get more money for making a bad product. You guys, you were saying Phil Harrison is involved with this. He would have to know these ideas are bad. Guys, the last two console launches Harrison worked on were the PS3 and the Xbox One. Dude launched one console at $599 and took Rumble out of controllers, saying people don't like Rumble, and then launched the next console with mandatory Kinect, a mandatory internet connection, and no used games. It's not shocking that he is involved with another suck-ass console launch. Maybe this dude and the Stadia team just have some bad ideas.
They definitely have bad ideas. They cannot argue with that. Phil wasn't the decision maker on those other things. Who knows?
Maybe.
It could be a coincidence.
It is a weird coincidence that I forgot about. Not that I was the one hiring him. So,
right.
You know.
I like to give a tall, bald white guy the benefit of the doubt. Whenever possible.
That's what's interesting because I usually don't.
Right.
I think... Yeah, he probably was just along for the ride on some of these decisions.
Yeah.
But right? Three times in a row is pretty funny.
It's not, yeah.
No, it's hilarious.
Right.
Okay. Just making sure that we all are, that's really all I want to do is I want to make sure we all agree that this guy
He's never made the same mistake twice, though. Like, these are three very bad ideas.
I don't know, because didn't the Xbox One also launch at basically like $100 more than it should have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but that's because it had the Kinect in it, though.
Yeah, but
it was still
making the same mistake.
It was $500,
twice.
Right?
Yeah.
When it launched.
Yeah. Yep.
That's expensive, but it's in the realm.
Nah, that pretty much lost it for him.
Well, because they had the camera.
Right. Because he didn't have a choice.
Like, if it was his choice or not to put the mandatory Kinect in, yes, that's on him. But if he was told this thing is coming with a mandatory Kinect, he didn't have much of a choice but to go $500 with it.
Right. They're still using those things in like airports and in commercial situations.
Oh, yeah.
Where they need scanners and shit.
Well, the tech in it is good tech.
Yeah.
I have my Kinect somewhere in the house.
Just solve the problem that nobody had.
Well, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If they had just not done a camera and done a microphone and had an Echo type device instead, it would have been a little more successful and cheaper.
Oh, well.
Yep. Live and learn, right?
Woulda, coulda, didn't.
I think they did all right anyways.
Did they? Yeah. They
did. I think they did okay.
I think they did good enough, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's move on to Watch This Bitches.
Sure.
I watched... Well, first of all, you're up to date on Titans, I know.
I am as up to date as you. There's only one episode left this season.
It's going to be a busy episode, probably.
I mean, they're going to have to end it on a cliffhanger. There's right. No way they're going to be able to tie all those loops in 1 hour.
Ship, this show is weird enough for you.
It is bananas. It's like they learned what was successful about the first season, saw what was successful in Doom Patrol, and said, how do we fit some of this Doom Patrol weirdness into Titans without making it too much like Doom Patrol?
Yeah. Yep. They did it. They were successful.
And yeah, I think they were too. It's just bananas. you know, if you ever wanted the, I don't want to spoil it, but when they were poking around in redacted character's brain, I was like, this is different.
Right. Yeah, that whole thing was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And like, what this is I, a DC.
Yeah, DC Universe.
Universe.
Exclusive. I
can't even remember what the they called their thing. Okay. Yeah, I'm probably not going to watch that then.
No, you won't. I will say this. The season one set I've seen as low as $15. So if you ever see like season one and season two for like $15 a pop.
Right.
That's probably worth it.
The problem is if you buy the first season, it's a major cliffhanger.
Yes.
And it doesn't get resolved to the first episode of the next season. So you're going to be pretty frustrated.
Which is something they did on purpose. For those who said this to you earlier this week when we were talking about it. They filmed what was episode one of season two was filmed as the season finale of season one.
Yeah.
And they held it over.
It's probably a good idea.
It's not a terrible idea.
It started
idea,
the season off pretty well.
Yes, and then it kind of wrapped things up to move on. Although I will say this much, Hawk and Dove are terrible.
Yeah, those are the two worst. Well, I don't know. There's a lot of bad ones. What about Robin?
Yeah.
Somehow the show works despite of itself. It's like despite itself. There's a lot of like sort of bad lines and weird characters, but
there's definitely some weird characters. You know,
the action is good. The action is always very strong.
I think Bruce Wayne's a little too old.
Yeah, and frail looking.
Yeah, because although he just beat the crap out of Robin,
I know, but he looks frail.
He does look a little frail.
It's not the guy's fault. I mean,
no, but I think they went a little too old, especially since Jason Todd's there and he's still Jason Todd. Jason Todd is Robin, but Jason Todd's supposed to die and there's still supposed to be another Robin. But Batman in this is too old to have a third Robin.
Right.
And that's where they kind of lose me.
Anyway, it's good. It's good.
Yes, but still good.
Still good, even though it's bad.
Well, I have Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans checked out from the library right now.
That's
good, tell me how that is.
It's good. I saw it.
I did not.
It's funny.
Okay.
Well, I saw this movie Bikram on Netflix. It's the documentary about Bikram, the Bikram yoga guy.
Hot yoga?
Yes. Do you know the story about this guy?
But I know what Bikram yoga is.
Yeah. So it's a, you know, the guy, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when it was in the news, so I'm not considering this a spoiler, but the Bikram, the head of Bikram yoga was a rape, pretty much a committed sexual assault and rape. He had like this huge cult-like business going. Where he claimed to invent this style of yoga that would heal you. You know, being in a hot room was part of it, but there was a certain specific yoga positions that you did in a specific order, and it was supposed to be amazing if you could do it. And sometimes people would pass out because it was so strenuous and so hot, but people became addicted to it. And then he would do these seminars where if you wanted to open up a like your own Bikram yoga studio, you would pay like $10,000 and do this teacher training thing. And hundreds of people would show up for them every time he would do it. So he was making so much money. And he lived this very opulent lifestyle. But he was this weird look. If you Google Bikram yoga, you'll probably see a picture of him in this black Speedo, which he wore when he was young and in like an amazing ripped shape, but continued to wear as he got older and was not, you know, looked pretty soft. It's pretty interesting movie. It's called Bikram. It'll probably, if you pop up Netflix right now, that's what's going to pop up in your face on the splash screen. They're promoting it pretty heavily. What else we got?
Is anyone watching The World According to Jeff Goldblum?
I watched the first two episodes. I haven't watched the third yet.
I'm up to date on that one. It's a good show. It's cute. For those who don't know, it's Jeff Goldblum, and it's on Disney Plus. And each week he talks about a topic that's random, but still interesting. Like he did a whole episode on ice cream. and he did an episode on sneakers, and he's done an episode on tattoos. None of those things are related, but he's done episodes on all three of those things.
People just enjoy watching him do anything.
Yes, yes. It actually led to a debate with my wife where she thinks Jeff Goldblum is better looking now than he was in the 90s.
What do you think, Wombat?
I think she's crazy.
Some people like that look, I think.
I guess so. So
you like the Earth Girls or Easy Goldblum?
No, that's 80s Goldblum.
Oh, well. Do you think he looked better in the 90s than the 80s?
Yes, he definitely looks better. I think Jurassic Park, Independence Day, and the movie that just happened to be on that started the debate was 9 Months, which he's in, which is a terrible movie, but he's in it. And yeah, so
Jurassic Park is probably peak Goldblum.
That might be peak Goldblum. There's the, you know, the shirtless
Brindlefly.
Brindlefly's 80s Goldblum.
All right.
It's crazy how much Goldblum there is.
I may watch it. I haven't watched anything else except for all the Mandalorian episodes,
which are also good.
Which are also fine.
You can admit that it's good, Chief.
It's fine.
It's good.
I talk to the screen a lot and ask why things are happening that don't seem to.
That's more than the characters are saying to the screen most of the time.
Which is, you know, a lot of the dialogue in the modern Star Wars movies are bad. So it's probably a good strategy just to not have a lot of dialogue.
To have like 10 minutes without any dialogue.
It's a numbers game.
So here's my question about the Mandalorian.
Mando?
Don't spoil anything, though.
No spoilers.
It's not spoilery at all.
Right.
Okay. It has nothing to do with actually the show. So for those who, you know. Okay.
Perfect.
Yes. But basically my question is, does it bother you or do you think about Boba Fett while watching The Mandalorian?
I do not.
Like, is that in the back of your head?
Sure. Why wouldn't it be?
I don't, because that Cheapy said it isn't.
Well, it's in the back of my head. Hey, all these guys look like Boba Fett. But the problem is Boba Fett wasn't exactly some complex, fleshed out character.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, are you like waiting for there to be a connection? Does there ever need to be a connection?
No, I don't give a shit if they. No, definitely not.
That's what I agree.
He could have already been in there. It doesn't matter.
That's exactly. Just interesting. I just find that interesting.
How does what happens like when he has to sneeze?
I just still don't know how he eats.
Eating, maybe he drinks all the food.
I don't know.
I could see some sort of future Star Wars food.
Rectal.
Oh. I said sneeze and now I sneezed. See, if I was Mando, I would have this phlegm all over my my mask.
Maybe Mandalorians don't sneeze. Did you ever think of that?
Aren't they just human or no? Are they a race?
I don't know. Some are and some aren't. You don't know that.
I don't.
Jango took his mask off all the time, though.
Yeah, well, Jango isn't a real Mandalorian. Is that what
he's a sellout?
He was a sucky one.
He's a sellout-a-lorian.
I like that.
He was second best in his class. He's a salute-a-lorian. Mando is the valalorian.
Stop. No. Quit while you're ahead. The show's fine. Mandalorian is fine. It's not like some. I don't like the end of episode 3. I was like, why is this happening? Why is any of this happening?
The one thing about episode 3 is episode 3 suffers a little bit of Netflix disease where you know they're going to get to a specific point, but it takes them a long time to get there.
Right. And then you don't know why that happened once they got there.
As I mentioned on Twitter, again, not really a spoiler. 2 doors to get into a building, like 350 to get out.
You didn't see all those other doors.
Yeah, it's like he walks in, right. But to get out of it,
look, door, they only have door, 30 door, minutes while I'm at. They got to keep the show moving.
Lots of doors.
It's fine. They need like a really super, super obese Mandalorian.
The Fatalorian?
Yeah, and he wears like a box armor.
Tubalorian.
Looks like a refrigerator.
Frigilorian?
Stop it. All right, let's... hey, how about a word from our sponsor, Feels? Do you experience stress or have anxiety or chronic pain or have trouble sleeping at least once a week? You're not alone. Many people do. Wombat, what are some things that stress you out? Top three things.
Everything, go. Everything, and everything.
Not one specific thing?
Outside. Does that count?
Going outside stresses you out.
Mm-hmm. Work.
Okay. Work. Okay, that's good.
Children. Not just my own, but children in general.
Yeah, no, I get that. Those are good. These are all good answers, Wombat. So what is Feels? Feels is premium CBD delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels says it naturally helps reduce stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Feels is easy to take. Feels says you just place a few drops of Feels under your... That's a lot of Feels. Of Feels under your tongue. It's so easy. I'm going to take... Where's my Feels? I'm going to take Feels right now. I feel stressed out, Wombat.
Okay, take it.
I'm going to do it. Oh. Now, you're supposed to hold it under your tongue for 30 seconds. I'm almost out of my Feels, by the way.
Did you get some more?
I think I might just do that. Okay, well, I'm not going to wait the full 30.
New to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline and text message support to help you guide your personal experience. Feels works naturally to help you feel better. There's no high, hangover, or addiction. Join the Feels community to get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you could pause or cancel at any time. Become a member today by going to feels.com/cadcast, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/cadcast to become a Feels member and get 50% automatically taken off your first order with free shipping.
Thanks, Feels. Thanks, Wombat.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Shipwreck.
Don't thank him.
Thanksgiving. All right, let's do new releases. That's a little preview for the Thanksgiving-themed Cagbat coming up later.
Well, I can't wait.
Okay.
You'll wait.
New releases. Asterix and Obelix XXL3, the Crystal Menhir?
Menhir.
Man here. I like these games. I haven't even played two yet. I can't believe they are out.
Cranking them out.
All the way up to three.
I didn't know you ever played any of them.
Sure.
And a Baba Booey. What kind of game is that? I don't even know what that is.
They're like platforming adventure games. You guys are familiar with Asterix and Obelix, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, I've heard of it.
Yeah. They're a Belgian, French. That region.
Is there a difference?
I don't remember which Belgian country it comes from, but it's in that region.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
I know I had a lot of the comic books growing up that were in French. So, yes, I like those games. I like those characters. They've been... The first game I ever played was on a Genesis that had those characters.
Okay.
Did you guys play that one?
I did not play the Genesis game with them in it, no.
Honestly, I don't know what this is at all. I'm just going to be flat out honest. I'm going to Google it just to see what you're talking about. Maybe it'll jog some memory.
It's a very popular cartoon that not popular in America.
Honestly, like I've never seen this before.
Really?
I mean,
the big yellow mustache, and he's kind of short, and there's also the fat guy with the striped pants.
Right. Yeah. Asterix, he's kind of like Popeye.
I feel like the short guy with the ears, the wing ears.
That's Asterix.
Helmet.
Yeah, that's Asterix.
I feel like I've seen a character like that in that looks similar, but not with this big fat guy next to him.
That's Obelix.
Yeah, I don't know this at all. Look, there's a live-action movie.
Yeah, there's many. Gerard Depardieu, that's his most. That's one of the things that made him famous.
I swear to God, films. I have no idea what this is.
There's not just a movie. There's many movies.
Wow. Wow, and this has been going on forever. The Game Boy Color game?
It's
How did I miss this?
It is quite possibly the most popular franchise in the French-speaking corner of the world.
Yeah, look at that.
And Smurfs.
Yeah, I said
Smurfs, I'm very familiar.
I didn't say definitively.
I'm down with Smurfs, but no, I've somehow managed to miss this my whole life. And yet here I am.
You can hop in now. Ready to hop in.
Yeah. Feet first.
Let's see here. We got another Sniper Ghost Warrior game. Wombat, is this?
I know.
Is this one of your things?
No, you know what? I'm playing something right now, so I didn't request it. So I guess that's on me. I don't know.
It's not too late.
I know, but I'm good.
Too late.
Now I don't have late. I don't have the time for more than one thing, and I have one thing, so I'm sticking with my one thing. But we'll get to that later because it's not new.
It's not. Oh, it's not in the new releases. Then
it's not
standing here trying to figure out.
No. I don't have a new release. I have a Black Friday sale game.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yes.
I mean, this list of games is not great.
Is Civilization, is that going to be a Game Pass game? Why do I feel like they announced that for Game Pass? Or am I making that up? I could be making that up, so don't quote me.
We'll never know. I don't feel like typing anymore.
Right, there's no way to tell, Wombat.
You know what? I Googled it, and I couldn't find a real answer. So
great. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Probably not then.
Probably not then, which is a bummer. I thought it was, but maybe I'm thinking of something else. Or I just suck, which is also possible.
Hey, this is a typo here. This Arcade Archives game on the Switch. There's no Thai R Kung Fu.
Is that ER Kung Fu?
Yes. I remember playing that game at Hot Skates.
Sometimes.
I'm not even joking.
Sometimes.
I know.
Tech Dash Gaming. They put typos in there. That way they can tell if somebody is stealing their list.
Good. No, they should do that.
I don't know what they're going to gain from that.
You just saying Tech Dash Gaming.
Right. Well, but I don't know what they're going to gain from calling somebody out for doing that.
Right. I know. But you might as well do it. It's funny.
Yeah. Why not? It's fun.
They should have wrote like ER, fuck you, would have been
right.
Good.
They could be making up a whole bunch of Switch games as well. They could do it that way and not just do the spell check thing.
Right. That would be even better. Which I think Widget Satchel is a made up game. There's no way somebody made a game called Widget Satchel and put a $12 price tag on it.
I can't believe you're insulting my company.
What about
I worked hard on that game.
How about The Tourist, but you spell it TOURYST?
Is there another way to spell it?
My spell check says so. So according to this red underline. Anything else for new releases?
Nope. No, not really. Monster Jam Steel Titans is out for Switch.
Yeah, it's the week. It's Thanksgiving week. There's nothing to talk about.
All right, then. See you next week.
Yeah, done bread.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're contractually obligated for another 30
That's
minutes.
That's fine. I'm happy.
Keep it going then.
I'm happy to do it.
Start it back up.
What's going on in the world of Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk?
Yeah, your own world? You don't know what's going on in your own world?
I do. I've been playing. I was gifted a game by one of our listeners.
What is it?
Shanafan was kind enough to send me Hitman 2, part of the Black Friday sale.
Oh.
So I've been playing a lot of Hitman 2.
I played some of Hitman 2.
That game looks so good.
It does?
Yeah.
I know.
Xbox One X and the HDR. That level on the beach with the grass blowing and
moonlight. Yeah. The modern house. I love that level.
Oh my God. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. That is pretty good.
Yeah. Even the Miami, and I did the Miami one with the race cars.
Sure. Oh yeah. Yep. I did that.
Yep.
That's a nice, that also, if there's so many people, there's a lot going on. The levels are huge. There's a lot of movement, a lot of colors, a lot of different outfits. It's very impressive.
For me, do you ever have the problem that you don't know what, you feel like you don't know what you're supposed to be going or doing?
That, you know what, they solve that in the game, but you have to know how to do it. It took me until the third level to figure it out.
What's that?
So if you go into the pause menu or whatever it is, one of the menus.
Turn on dummy mode.
There's actually a thing. It's like it's called story mode or story guide.
Okay, yes. So dummy mode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it
just puts you a big arrow on the screen where you're supposed to go.
And it puts an arrow on the screen telling you exactly. It puts a little green box.
Really?
Puts a green box on the screen that'll tell you where to go. And it even tells you say you want to do a kill where it's like, I don't know, drop an oil tanker on someone's nuts. You just look for the one that's called like tank those nuts. And they're like, oh, that's the story I want to do.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're
dropping oil tank.
I'm glad you're enjoying. I wish there was.
I mean,
something
but the
in
thing
between
is,
between that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say because it's completely optional. You don't have to do that.
I know, but then I've played some of that game too, and it just feels too open ended that I'm not getting a satisfactory experience. It's like, if I'd have done something slightly different, that would have been enjoyable. But what I just did, that got the job done, I guess.
Because when I was doing the Miami level, it was funny. For some reason, I had it. Maybe it was just turned on for me. For the first kill, it was turned on, and I did the whole thing. And then for the second kill, for whatever reason, it didn't go to another one. So I just kind of had to, like, work my way to where the guy was and kind of work my way around his office building. And I flipped a switch that caused him to walk over to a ledge, and I was just able to push him down. But which turned out to be one of the story kills, but I didn't know it. So it wasn't until, because then there was the level after that, which is the one in Colombia, which is where I figured it out after, I think, like the first or after my first kill there, where I did the one with the submarine, if you did or did not do that.
Oh.
That's when I figured it out. And now I'm on the fourth level, which is where you have, I think it's in India, and that's where I am now. So that's me, the world's greatest hitman. Hitman ended up. But you, maybe there does need to be an in-between, but I kind of like, but the thing is you could also kind of like let it guide you to the first step and then turn it off maybe? I don't know. I'm just trying to
see what
to
you're saying.
Yeah.
I had the same experience as Ship where I just like, I don't know really what I'm here at this racetrack. What's my goal? Like, where are these people? How am I supposed to know where these people are? I guess they want you to play through it a couple times. And
well, that's the other. They want you to replay every level like four times because they even give you like three story kills per mission per person.
Is Hitman 2 a games as service? Like, are they putting out new levels and stuff constantly?
They put out the new levels, but I think they're all free.
They're done by now?
They put out a new Halloween one, I believe. Oh. I don't know, like a timed contract thing. But I don't know. I mean, again, I'm fine with what's there. I'm pretty good with what I got. So
got it. We're still in Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Yeah, Hitman 2. Hit it up.
A lot of people want us to talk about Cybertruck, even though it's not really a video game. But apparently it was inspired by the Warthog from Halo.
Yes, I read that as well. And it looks like someone stepped on a can.
Right. It looks like it came out of that game Hard Driving.
Yes, mm-hmm. It does look like Hard Driving.
Love Hard Driving.
It's a great game.
I like it when you hit the cow and it would go, murr.
Yep, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's we really haven't progressed in games since that point.
No, and that game had two tracks.
Uh-huh.
And I probably put 100 hours into it.
Right. The first track was Hit the Cow. The second track was Crash on the Loop.
On the Loop. Yep. That was
not be able to do the loop.
Yep. Right.
Almost be able to do it.
Yep. Hard Driving on the Genesis.
It was hard. Oh, no. I'm talking about the arcade version.
I had it on the Genesis.
Yeah, I had it on the Genesis.
Oh. And the arcade, they had like a big cabinet. You could sit inside the cabinet and steering wheel.
I know, but you couldn't invite your friends over to your house and go, guys, watch this. Watch this. And then I'll take turns doing it after.
Right.
Everybody loves a cow.
Go do the loop.
Yep.
At K-Sex writes in and says, did any of you guys... Wait, I'm going to correct his English for him. Have any of you guys considered a Tesla when looking for a car?
No.
I considered it, but... I don't feel like Elon is very truthful when he does makes his claims about anything, pretty much. And I don't want to, like, it's one thing if he's selling you like a toaster or a microwave or something that your life doesn't depend on functioning.
Yeah, you can waste $80 on a shitty microwave.
Right. And if it doesn't work that great, then fine.
Then you learned your lesson.
Right. But I don't want to be beta testing his car, really.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I'm with you.
Yeah. And I feel like when he does these presentations, I feel like there's a lot of some not so straightforwardness in it. Like, you know, he used like sort of like not a real sledgehammer when he hit the door. He used a, I don't know, a wimpy sledgehammer. I forgot.
A sledgehammer?
I forgot. A what hammer?
A sludge hammer.
Sludge hammer, yeah. No, it's like a special kind that's not supposed to do as much damage as a regular one. Things like that. And, you know, he makes a lot of promises that just don't ever happen, come true. So, no, so yes, I've considered it, but...
You don't want to try to park the Cybertruck in Manhattan?
Oh, yeah. You don't think the sight lines are that good? Doesn't it have... it must have cameras on it.
It doesn't have rear view mirrors. Side mirrors.
Isn't it cameras, though?
Which isn't street legal. So they're going to have to put mirrors on that thing before it's...
It doesn't have windshield wipers either.
Well, that's also, you can't drive a car in New York without wipers.
Well, it's supposed to have some electromagnetic special thing. It seems very unlikely that this car is going to come out with all that stuff for $39,000.
Is Wombat going to be able to replace the electromagnetic special thing on the windshield, or is he going to take that to the dealership?
I'm going to have to take that to the dealership.
Honestly, you would have to. Like, where else would you bring that?
I don't know.
Has seen it before. Mm-hmm. It's their exclusive. Yeah, I don't know about that. That seems like a bunch of bullshit, that whole Cybertruck thing. I don't think that's going to be a thing at $39,000. And like, how come the deposit...
Is that how much it is? $39,000?
Yeah, it's where it starts. How come for the model... What was it? I already forgot. The Model 3.
Yep.
To put a deposit down on that one, it was $1,000. How come this one is $100? It's, you know, not that much cheap. It's not that cheap. It's like $10,000 cheaper. So... I don't get it. And like, whoever heard of $100 deposit on a car? That's weird.
I mean, if you were buying a Model T in 1918.
Right.
I hope everybody likes these cars and nobody gets killed by them.
Yes.
That would be nice. Yes.
Yes. And I hope that they make me look stupid for saying all this stuff and it's the best thing ever.
It just looks like you're going to murder whoever you run into it. Like you get in an accident and you're just going to murder the other car.
Oh, because it's all metal and...
It's just enormous, yeah.
I haven't looked at the scale of it or anything. I haven't really looked at
it. You haven't
closely.
Seen the video like where it pulls the F-150?
No, is it so much bigger than it?
It's bigger than an F-150.
That's pretty big already. Wow. I don't know who this is for. I feel like people who want to buy a pickup truck would want to avoid something like this.
I haven't looked at it enough. I don't understand. Where's the truck part of it?
There's a lid, I think, on the back.
Yeah, it kind of opens up.
Okay.
That's like
it just doesn't seem like that's where, like, most trucks are open in the back.
I guess you could leave that thing at home.
It's very interesting. I don't see the Massapequa dads who are, you know, Ford F-150 men. I don't see that being a thing.
No way. They don't want
I don't see them
car.
Changing their ways.
No, they're not looking for an electric car, but they're maybe hoping for, you know, not those people, the people who don't buy pickup trucks. But why? I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, Elon. I hope, I don't know. When's this? Whatever he promised, you have to either, it's not going to happen or it's going to happen years after. Like the whole auto driving thing. Anyway, I don't want to get in. We've talked too much about this.
Yeah, we have.
Wombat, it's your fault.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're sending me the link so I can see how big it is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It could be an optical illusion, though, because it doesn't look like a real thing. I noticed like when it was on stage, like one of the wheels looked crooked. It could have been just the angle. God, it
looks so... This is like a video of them... pulling the F-150.
Yeah.
This thing is enormous.
How is this only going to be $40,000 when it's made out of metal?
Mm.
Isn't metal expensive? And that's why they don't make it out of metal? Shipwreck, you're an engineer. You know that.
Yeah, sorry, how expensive is metal?
Metal?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not overly expensive, but I mean, the thing is, there's not any... Looking at this, this is a very basic manufacturing process to make these bends in this metal. Like, if you like, we're looking at a picture of the F-150 versus the Cybertruck.
Oh, it's got and contours and stuff.
There's a lot of contours there. There's a lot of molds that have to go into that.
Is it heavy metal?
I don't know what gauge steel this is he's using.
Is it my one-way ticket to midnight?
It could be. I don't... if you have $40,000 to spend on it, if you want one, I guess go get one. But man, that seems like a bad idea for like your only vehicle.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off.
I mean, you're going to have to sit this thing outside too. It's not going to fit into a garage.
Interesting. Well, people are very, some people, it's like another cult. People like so into Elon and whatever he comes up with. But this one sounds like a lot. You're getting a lot for not a lot of money.
Yeah, that's. I was surprised when you said $40,000.
Yeah.
That.
Well, I mean, if they're popular, they'll sell for more. You know, it'll be market price.
The price is always changing. You can't really trust what he says, unfortunately. Let's talk about the Stadia. Everybody loves. Let's talk about the Stadium. And how there's only 15,000 people playing Destiny.
Well, I mean, it's a weird statistic. Let me tell you why.
It is weird, of course, but it gives you some insight since it's the free game that comes with it.
I understand that, but how many people that have a Stadia probably have already played Destiny?
But they've already played
game that's on Stadia.
I know. So why are they jumping in? That's what I'm saying. Because
it's free and they can check it out. It's a good thing to check out to see if this thing fucking works that I bought. Know. Let me check out this free game. Otherwise, I'm spending $60 on some other older game. That's not great. It's not a great sign. At DJ... GZ writes in to let us know that they're getting two more free games in December. Tomb Raider. Another Tomb Raider? How many fucking Tomb Raider games is that?
No, I think it's already on there. But
it's already on there, yeah. Free. It'll just be free in December.
Oh, got it. And Farming Simulator 19.
Which is what everyone's clamoring for on their Stadia.
Right. Mm-hmm. Got it. That's free with Stadia Pro, as we learned from the Stadia game. You have to have Stadia Pro if you want the free games.
Sure. I'll make sure to pre-order it again tomorrow.
At Game Girl Pocket writes in and asks, why do you think Google has rushed Stadia to market as a purchasable product when xCloud has been and will be in beta for quite a while until Microsoft feels like it's ready? A lot of bad decisions, Game Girl Pocket. I think that's pretty much...
I still stand by my Brewster's Million scenario.
I mean, when in doubt, you got to go with the Brewster's
Million scenario. I'm pretty sure that Google's uncle...
Yes.
In his will said, you have to lose $100 million and I will give you $100 billion if you can lose it in the most asinine way possible.
You mean, do you think this applies to Phil Harrison specifically? Maybe the will was you have to tank four consoles.
Oh, but this would only be three. So what's number four going to be?
Oh, this is the third one.
Yeah.
It was Xbox, PlayStation
and this guy. So I'd be very curious, like if you would be correct if within the next month or two he announces that he's leaving Google and moving to Nokia. Intellivision.
Intellivision, yes, that is launching at some point.
I know, that's why I said it.
Oh yeah, why is that launching again?
I don't know.
That wouldn't.
You think that one's going to be successful?
Well, I think it at least has a market. Like
it has a chance?
It at least has a vision.
And an idea. I was going to say.
Yeah, like there's something
to it that makes
it has
me
a
go.
Vision and an intel.
Yes. It has a pedigree and a unique catalog that when I see things about it makes me go, interesting.
Right. It's not just playing old games, streaming old games
that I've already that I have already else,
but it's playing like $10 games.
Yeah. It's not meant to be a mass market thing, I'm sure.
Okay.
I think they'll do fine with Intellivision. Video game players will buy it as a novelty at the very least.
Because those controls are unique. So even if you have the games on a console, it's not the same thing.
Whoa, it has immersive LED lighting.
There you go.
I think I'm sold now.
Right.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
How much is this thing going to cost? Like, what are we thinking?
I don't know. That's going to be the thing, isn't it? Like, can they get away with selling it for Genesis mini prices of...
No, I think he must have said how much it's going to cost around.
As long as it costs less than that hand crank nonsense, hand crank nonsense. Isn't that the name of that console?
Yeah. I forgot what that's called.
It's called the hand crank nonsense.
Right. It's a good name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I hope Intellivision does well. I love Intellivision. I still have my Intellivision. Well, my cousin's Intellivision.
Is that why you guys don't speak anymore?
No, I'm going to see him on Thursday.
Yeah, have fun at your aunt's house.
I will. I should bring the Intellivision. We could have a good time.
I think you should. I think that sounds like a marvelous idea. I'm sure your aunt would love that.
Tron Deadly Discs.
Nice.
And Sissy.
Ah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's stop talking about the Stadia because everybody else has.
Yep. Intellivision is supposed to be between 150 and 180.
That seems high to me.
It does seem high.
150 seems like that would be a starting point, like the top starting point, I would say.
It's going to be competing with Xbox Ones at that price.
Well, it's also launching in the same window as the new consoles.
Correct. So it's a lot out there.
Mm-hmm.
How much is a Switch Lite? $200, right? Or no?
No.
$300? No. $250?
$250, I think.
Let's see. Switch Lite, $200. Yep, $200.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Good for them.
How's that Intellivision looking? That pricing? Pretty good?
Good.
All right.
Good.
I don't know. Tommy's got a very nice Ferrari, so I hope people buy the Intellivision. Remember when we saw him?
I do remember. Yes, he does have a nice Ferrari.
And I said, look, there's Tommy driving his Ferrari.
He likes his Ferrari.
Who doesn't like a Ferrari? All right, let's move on to stupid PC corner. I've been playing a PC game.
Really?
Called Disco Elysium.
Okay.
Is that how you say it? Who knows? It's click on that and look at the graphics and look at the style of the game.
Looking at it.
It's got this old school 3D isometric view, instantly familiar as like sort of classic style, but like a really cool modern look to the art style. The thing that sets this game apart is that it's mostly, there's a lot of talking, a lot of text that you're reading. And you're a detective in the game, and you're investigating, you know, crime scenes.
Okay.
And it's mostly like you have stats. It's an RPG, so your character has stats, and you know you have different dialogue options based on those stats, and characters react to you differently. It's pretty unique, I have to say. You should probably watch. At the very least, watch the trailer to get familiar with it because you might be interested because it is a unique and...
You've said that now three times.
It's unique, Wombat. Wombat, did I tell you how unique this game is?
This game sounds a little too unique for me.
I agree. You wouldn't like it. Anyway, check it out. It's the reviews have been very good. I haven't played that much.
It's a fair assessment. I don't like much.
Right. You like, we know what you like.
Yeah, it's not Call of Duty.
It's no, well, you like Call of Duty? How come you don't get it? It's cheap now.
Because I don't.
Skill-based matchmaking, Wombat.
I've spent too much money on stuff already. I do Wombat, have a new controller coming tomorrow, though. That's
hold
exciting.
On. Did we talk about the skill-based matchmaking last week?
We did talk yes. about it briefly and how much better you are at it. And that actually does make me interested in playing it more. But,
did we talk about the controversy about it? Like,
yeah, that people who are very good at it are complaining because they can't get a billion kills. Yeah.
Because they have to play against other good people.
Yeah, because fuck those guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they suck.
And, you know, all the game companies, they do research. They know they, you know, they have the numbers. They know, like, a person like me who probably has like a one kill death ratio, you know, they can see like, okay, he bought whatever the last fucking Modern Warfare game was. He played it for an hour and then never played it again. You know, that's, I think that's replicated a lot. People like me who are not, you know, who aren't going to dedicate our lives.
So do you have the vanilla version or do you have?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, 38 isn't terrible, I guess. I don't know.
You're still going to have to run around and shoot. You cannot stand still, Wombat, no matter what the matchmaking is.
It's, I understand that. Rainbow Six is a very different style of game.
But not so much anymore, because I noticed those techniques used in Modern Warfare. You can also attach your gun. You're basically peek around corners. They have a solution for that in this. They call it attaching or mounting. You can mount your gun to like the side of a crate and peek around, even with a controller, and it does work. And you do see people like crouching and killing each other at Modern Warfare, Rainbow Six style.
Okay. Yes. Rainbow Six. Also, that, for those, you know, who want to play with me, that game is back on sale on the Black Friday thing, too. You can get the base game for $12. And Shipwreck already owns it. He just won't play with me. So
I did play with you.
I know. You played with me once.
It's terrible.
I know.
Oh, I also want to, I mentioned this on Twitter, but I do want to give a shout out to Modern Warfare having no in-game store. No in-game, maybe they're adding, I guess they're adding some sort of battle pass type situation later. So I guess that a store would come with that.
But, did you see that the Star Wars game for EA is their fastest selling digital game or some nonsense? Basically, it's selling really well.
Good.
They made a single player game.
Deserves to sell well.
Yeah, exactly. They did something right and it's selling well. It's nice to see them learn from their mistakes.
I wish every game sold well. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't that be great?
Did you see what they're doing for, I believe, Apex? Did you see my Apex tweet today?
I did. It seemed to me mostly what they're doing is...
they're adding charms to the guns, like in Rainbow Six.
Right. Like in Borderlands 3.
And more loot packs? I didn't really understand.
Yeah, more... So, you know, also, I think they're trying to... I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing that Rainbow Six thing with the percentages. That's my guess. They're totally lifting stuff from that game.
Oh, I don't play Apex anymore. I just do Modern Warfare. I get more. It's more efficient for the body count.
I think that's great. But you got it digitally, right?
Yeah, so it's really efficient.
See, that's why I'm like super lazy when it comes to taking discs in and out. On the Black Friday sale, the standard edition not on sale. Only the better editions.
$38 though. Just get that.
If I want a disc, we're just saying I don't want.
No, there's a digital one for 38 somewhere.
I didn't see a digital for 38 somewhere.
Look closely.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
All right.
But I thought I saw that.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm having fun with it. That's what I play every night before I go to bed.
I think that's wonderful. I played Rainbow Six last night.
When you are done playing, do you go and tell your wife how well you did?
I played very poorly last night, so I did not, but I did play enough to get the turkey. So,
do you ever try to show her videos of your gameplay?
I think I have showed her videos of my gameplay, to which she says, why do I want to see this? And that is when I call my son over and make him watch it, and he enjoys it, because he is my son and he has no choice.
Like, while she's brushing her teeth?
No, I don't do that.
Hey, watch this. Look at this. I got a triple.
No, I do it mid-coitus.
better. Yeah. She's like, what the fuck? She's like, she doesn't even have her glasses on. She can't see anything. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, good. Great. Great job. Uh-huh. Yeah, proud of you. All right. I think we made it to the Thanksgiving CAG bag.
Excellent.
Oh, you're excited, Wombat. So at Nate Stoller writes in and he wants to know, we can do some of these. We can just like fire these out, but you're going to have to be quick on your feet.
Okay.
At Nate Stoller asks, favorite Thanksgiving food item?
Stuffing.
Nothing?
Stuffing.
Oh,
I thought he said nothing as well.
Nothing.
Stuffing for me too.
Sweet potato casserole.
Oh, I want that. sorry. At Night's Eternal, pumpkin or apple pie?
If I can only have one, I'm going pumpkin.
Ship?
Yep. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin? Pumpkin. Yes, pumpkin. Correct. At right. Grim Grinning Guy, stuff the bird or make it in a side dish?
Side dish. No salmonella.
Side dish. Crispier, you know, but better chance that it's going to be crunchy and crispy if it's side dish. That is true, too. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I think we're having stovetop, and it's not going to be too good. But I like it. I like stovetop. Shout out to Stovetop. Sponsor us next Thanksgiving. at Peanuts, Peanuts 409. What's the best worst dish you've ever eaten during Thanksgiving?
I mean, probably the first time we made our special sausage stuffing, which we're not making this year. That was pretty magical. So I'm going to say that, but the first time.
I've heard about that.
It's really good. It's gross, but good. I mean, it's... Oh,
if you know what happened to make it.
It's you use really good bread and lots of fresh herbs.
Why is that gross?
Nothing. And you use sausage.
That's gross.
And it has to be fresh mozzarella cheese.
Hmm.
It's really good.
All right. I'm down.
Yeah. There's nothing bad about it.
Sweet potato casserole?
Yeah, sweet potato casserole is still up there.
My mom makes a zucchini pie that's pretty good. Like, not dessert.
I understood.
But no worst dish. I don't know about worst dish.
I don't think I can remember, like, the worst thing I ever had. I don't know. Steamed green beans? Is that...
No, I like that. You know what?
Right.
I
think I had some, like, bad au gratin potatoes one year.
They give you the shits?
No, it's just, like, if you get those au gratin potatoes that... aren't quite cooked enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like you get the raw, like almost done au gratin potatoes. Mm. It just seems to make the cheesiness not good either.
I feel like the Cincinnati version of au gratin potatoes might be very different than like the East Coast version.
I'm sure it's exactly the same.
Like just piles of shredded cheese on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
And hot dogs.
Yes. Your au gratin potatoes don't become hot dogs?
It's called Coney Island au gratin in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. CAG.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's... Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, okay.
Don't think about it too much.
See you next week. I would say, like, the worst dish... To be honest, like, it's hard to make a turkey come out really good. I think a lot of times, like, you compensate with the gravy. I think it's easy when you're cooking for a lot of people to have, like, a overcooked turkey or something. I've had that happen a couple of times. But I don't care because I just eat all the stuffing. I don't know. At Ultra Hyper J-Dub asks, what's the weirdest Thanksgiving dish you've ever had at the table?
Probably my stuffing with the mozzarella cheese in it.
Yeah, that's good though.
It is.
I wouldn't think that's weird though. If you told me that you made that,
no, it's not like that's weird. It's more like ooh, that's different.
Ooh, but, that's exciting.
Yeah, I know, but we're not making it for Thanksgiving this year. So,
how about marshmallows instead of mozzarella cheese next year?
No, it's not sweet potato pie.
Oh, but it could be.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Consider that
next time.
And bacon.
No bacon. Bacon goes with Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Hoping for that.
I remember what one year we had au gratin potatoes, but we forgot to put the hot dogs in them.
Right. That was weird. That was so weird. Good answer. I don't know any weird things. Whatever Mrs. Cheapy brings. No. She's going to make a really good banana bread this year.
Mm.
Chocolate banana bread. Super chocolate. All right, here's a non-related Thanksgiving question. For Wombat, wake up, Wombat. This is for you.
I'm listening.
What? At Visionary Light asks, Wombat, have you ever gone to a Saturday Night Live show or NBC studio tour or another show?
Shows I've seen live, I saw the Jon Stewart show when that was a talk show. I saw that live. Pre-Daily Show. I was in high school.
Okay.
What else have I seen? I feel like I once saw... I think I actually went to... See how fuzzy my memory is. Conan O'Brien. Okay. I saw a taping.
You don't know? You don't remember?
I remember going there. I'm trying to remember if I saw the whole show. It was at the time I was repping the announcer, Joel Goddard. So I remember going there, but I don't remember if it was the whole show or just like towards the end.
That counts.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other TV shows I've gone to. I've gone to a decent amount of Broadway stuff.
I think they're looking for non-conventional shows that you don't buy tickets to.
Yeah. I was just in the NBC studio store on Sunday.
That doesn't count.
Bought my son an American Ninja Warrior shirt.
Doesn't count. You were on the Howard Stern show.
I was on the Howard Stern show with you. That was exciting.
It was
a memory for a lifetime.
It was.
It was.
I saw the Letterman filmed. Roger Ebert, I think, was the guest.
Nice.
And what else? Mrs. Chibi saw Samantha Bee.
That's cool.
Yep. And that's it. I don't even understand this question, Wombat, but there's another question for you. Maybe you understand what he's talking about. At Darwin Loves Devo says he would love to hear Wombat talk about the flood of Raspberry Pi consoles that have you download games into it. Is that what Wombat was texting about earlier this week? Texting?
I have no idea.
Happy thanks. Did you text this guy?
No. I have no idea.
I'm guessing he saw tweets that you were talking about Stadia.
Yes, my making fun of Stadia tweets. That was me making fun of Stadia.
Wombat has never seen a Raspberry Pi.
No. Right. He's only the kind that you eat.
Mm-hmm. Which is preferred.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Goes without saying.
Mm-hmm. She's my Raspberry Pi.
All right, I guess we solved that mystery, Chip. Good job.
Okay, yeah.
I was so confused. I had to know what this was all about.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Did you hear? We still want to hear you talk about that on that Raspberry Pi conference.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
I think that, you know, it's a complicated question, and it's an interesting situation.
Uh-huh.
But the dog was
a lot of people
the
are saying.
And
a lot of people are talking about it.
A lot of people are talking. They're saying a lot of things.
Right.
The dog was an industry.
Some people say it's great. Some people say it's not.
And the industry was changing, and that was a revolution.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we made it. We made it, Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
We get to go to sleep.
Hoorah.
Let's remind everybody to become a member by going to feels.com/cadcast and get 50% off your first order with free shipping. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. We never talked about like Black Friday stuff.
Did you get anything?
All the stuff goes on sale so early now. It's like
I know,
a full
it's all
weekend.
On, it started already. It's
it started
like,
long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have like PTSD from posting Black Friday deals in the past that I don't even look at it. I try. I'm so thankful that Thorbon.
I got a new Xbox controller, which should be coming tomorrow.
Enjoy. I got the Elite 2 controller.
Yeah, you got that. Exactly. I got a set of knives.
But I could tell you about the Elite 2 controller if you want to hear about it.
Not really.
It's much better than the controller that you ordered.
You know what? I'm still going to be happy with the controller I ordered.
Oh, you're supposed to tell me to shove it up my ass.
Oh, yeah. You could have ordered 4 or 5 of those controllers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I got $30 off.
Yeah, mine was also $30 off. No, mine was $35 off.
No, how much did you spend?
I spent $40.
Okay, so those are normally like $20, $60.
No, the Gears 5 edition is $75.
No, but that's a scam, though. That's just like that doesn't really cost $75. That's just they clear out all the suckers.
And they did, and I got it post sucker for $40. Again,
right, exactly.
How am I wrong in that? What did I do wrong in this situation?
That $75 value is like bullshit.
So is your
like
mom.
You're not getting a superior controller. You're getting some fucking skull design.
No, it's got the rubberized backing and the special triggers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it comes with a free skin for Gears 5 that I'm never going to see. So,
Let's just stick it on your refrigerator.
Not that kind of skin.
For, oh. Why would you see this the in-game one?
Yeah.
Right.
It's on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm. I know. I have the game, so at least I could say I have the game.
Right. Well, the Elite controller seems pretty good. I don't know. You know, it has a rechargeable battery this time. That's one of the main differences. You can't take it out. It comes with like a little pad that you can just charge it on, like a charging pad. I guess that's what you'd call it. And it's got a textured grip. Is that what the Gears one has?
Yeah, it has a textured grip.
Same grip?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got ripped off. What the fuck?
Sorry. You should have also... Did you get... does anyone else get really nice knives in the last couple of days?
I did.
You did? I did too.
How nice could the knives be at $15?
You know what? They're $10. $10. First of all, they're $10. Nice enough that when my wife opened the box, she goes, these are pretty good knives. So, there you go.
I got knives.
Mm-hmm. I have knives too, but they're my knives. I have knives that we got as an engagement gift, and they're crazy expensive knives. And they also need to be sharpened a lot because I guess fancy knives need to be sharpened a lot. So I figured it would be good to have like a backup set of cheap knives.
Hmm.
Just to have.
Sounds like someone needs a Japanese mother-in-law to come and visit them and sharpen their knives every time they come.
I know. We say it all the time that we need to take our knives in to get professionally sharpened. But that's a whole other situation.
Yeah, I passed on those knives. If they were all orange, I would have got it because I like to buy orange.
I understand. That would make sense. I get it. But they're cute. Whatever. Yeah. Knives.
Okay. Let's tell everybody to have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I want you guys to have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
You too.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
Hi there, friends. It's Jeffrey. When you come to Toys R Us, you can meet me, along with Gigi and little baby G. And wait till you hear who else you can see.
You'll meet the amazing Spider-Man at Toys R Us. The Incredible Hulk will be there, too. You'll see that beautiful crime fighter, Wonder Woman. The dynamic duo of Batman and Robin. And cute little Jeffrey Jr., too.
The local newspapers will have time and place. Toys R Us.